Hello and welcome to Jom Pakai IoT Podcast or Let's Do IoT Podcast. My name is Mazlan Abbas. I'm the host for this podcast. Well, today's episode, we want to talk about how you want to build IoT projects. Let's learn of how to build these IoT projects in a very simple way. So as you know, if you are interested in developing your IoT projects, you want to learn of how to create these smart devices that can communicate with each other and using the internet. So you have come to the right place. Today, we'll teach you everything you need to know how to get started building your own IoT projects, from choosing the proper hardware and the software to programming and also testing your devices. So again, I'd like to emphasize that IoT is a very increasingly popular technology that allows everyday devices to connect and communicate with each other and the internet. So we have seen these smart thermostats to connected cars. IoT actually been changing the way that we live and work. So if you need to understand about how, if you need to create your own IoT projects, you need to have a solid understanding about the hardware, software, and programming languages that's involved in this kind of project. So what do you do? So why, but first let us take a look at why actually we must build IoT projects. So before we dive into details of how we want to build the IoT projects, let's take this a moment to talk about why you might want to build them in the first place. So there are actually several benefits for creating your own IoT devices or projects. First, it's all about customization. When you build your IoT projects, you have a very complete control over every device aspect, from the hardware to the software. This means you can create devices that actually meet your specific needs and requirements. You customize that for your customers. Secondly, it's all about cost saving. So building your own IoT device can be much cheaper than buying a pre-made devices, especially if you already have some of the required hardware and software. Yeah, you can do some cost saving because you know that there are things which is a simple device that you can build rather you buy a very complex device. Thirdly, this is about learning opportunities. When you build IoT projects, it's actually a great way for you to learn about electronics, about programming and networking. You gain valuable skills that can be applied to other areas of your life and your career. Yeah. And fourth, it's actually fun and being creative, because finally building IoT projects can be very fun. It's a great way for you to exercise your creativity and problem solving skills. Now, that's why we build IoT projects. That the four things that, you know, will benefit you. Now, to start with, you have to choose the right hardware. The first step in building any IoT project, you must choose the right hardware. So there's a wide variety of hardware options are available. So depending on your project needs and requirement, so you need to look at all these hardware options. First, take a look at the microcontrollers. These are very small, low power device that can be programmed to perform your specific tasks. So they are the excellent choice for simple IoT projects that don't require a lot of processing power. Yeah. Secondly, you might also choose a single board computers. So single board computers like the Raspberry Pi, they are more powerful than the microcontrollers and they can run a full operating system like Linux. So they also a very good choice for more complex IoT projects. So you can choose either microcontrollers, which is require less processing power, but very small and low power, but you can use a powerful single board computer, which is it have full operating systems, and you can do a lot more complex IoT projects. So you choose either one. Thirdly, you have to choose the sensors. So the sensors are the devices that can and detect and measure environmental changes such as temperature, light, motion, and many more. So they are the key component of many projects. So it depends on your project, your environment, the things that you want to measure, you have to find the right sensors. And the fourth thing is about actuators. So the actuators are the devices that actually can control physical objects. So these actuators such as motors, valves, or lights. So they control this thing. So they are used in many of these IT projects actually for you to interact with the physical world. Yeah, once we have measured that, and then you want to interact with the physical world, you must use actuators, yeah, to control any motors, valves, or lights, anything that you want to do. So once you have choose your IoT, the hardware for your IoT project, you must also take into consideration of the cost, the power consumption, the processing power, and the connectivity options. Yeah, so you also need to consider how the hardware fits to your overall project architecture. Once you have chosen your hardware, now you need to set up your development environment. So this will typically involve installing software on your computer that will allow you to program your device and interact with them. So most of this IoT project, you must install what we call the Integrated Development Environment, IDE, which is compatible with your hardware. So some popular IDEs for IoT projects include, for example, like Arduino IDE. The Arduino IDE is one of the most popular for programming microcontrollers and very small devices. It's easy to use. It has also a very large community of developers and users. You can also use Visual Studio Code. This is also a very powerful IDE that can be used with various hardware platforms, including the Raspberry Pi. Or you can use Eclipse. Eclipse is a highly customizable IDE that can be used for microcontrollers and also single board computers. So once you have installed your IDE, you must set up your hardware and establish a connection between your computer and your device. So this may involve your installing the drivers, configuring the network settings, or setting up the serial connections. So how do you program your devices? So with your hardware and development environment have been set up, now it's time for you to start programming your device. So the programming language you choose will depend on the hardware you are using and also your personal preferences. So there are many popular languages for IoT projects. Some of these include, for example, C or C++. These are widely used for programming microcontrollers and other small devices. They are very fast and efficient, making them a very good choice for low power devices. You can use Python. It is also a popular programming single board computers like Raspberry Pi. It's also very easy to learn. They also have a very large community of users. Thirdly, you might use Java. Java is a very powerful and flexible programming language that can be used for microcontrollers and also single board computers. So when programming your devices, you must consider the memory usage, the processing speed, and also power consumption. So you also need to consider how your devices communicate with each other on the internet. Now, once you have programmed your devices, it's time for you to test and deploy your IoT projects. So this may involve setting up a local network, connecting your device to the internet, configuring cloud services like AWS, Azure, or even Fabric. When testing your projects, it's very important for you to consider the reliability, scalability, and security factors too. Yeah? You also need to test your devices in various conditions to ensure that they work as intended. So when deploying your IoT projects, you also need to consider factors like cost, maintenance, and also support. You also need to ensure that your devices are also secured and can communicate with other devices and services, so they are very interoperable. So if you're interested in building your IoT project, several resources are available to help you to get started. So these are some of the tips of how you want to learn the IoT projects. So there are already online tutorials, there are very variety of online tutorials that can teach you how to build IoT projects. From simple LED lights to complex home automations. There are also sources like maker communities, like Hackster.io. They are very great places to connect with you to other makers, and you can learn from their experience. You can learn from online courses. Several of these online courses can teach you the skills you need to build IoT projects, from programming to electronics. There are books or ebooks that they teach you everything you need to know about building IoT projects, from basics of electronic to advanced programming techniques. So in Fabric, we also have this kind of courses that we teach you the theoretical and also the hands-on aspect. to learn from a very simple IoT that you, the sensors that you can send data to the favorite platform, and finally get this data being displayed on a dashboard. Okay, we'll see you in the next episode of Jom Pakai IoT. Bye.